In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And God forgives the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
God is in his holy habitation. He is God who sets the solidary of families. The God of Israel is he that gives strength and power unto his people. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
And let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who are always more ready to hear than we are to pray, pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us for those things whereof we our conscience is afraid, in giving those things that are good, which are not worthy to ask for, but through the merits and the mediation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading is the Apostles' Creed. As the head of the family should teach them in a very simple way to his household. The third article, sanctification. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the one true faith, even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith, in which Christian church he daily and richly forgives all sins to me and all believers, and will at the last day raise up me and all the dead, and give unto me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. This morning's Old Testament, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 21 through 29. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness in his eyesight, with merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save. But thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down, for thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. So far, the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 10. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas and then the 12, and after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present day, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, and then all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was in me. So far, the epistle lesson. please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went into the temple to pray. The one was a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. He said, "Thank God I'm not like other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even that publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes that all I possess." And the publican, standing afar off, he wouldn't even lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So far, the Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. No, the Nicene Creed. Some creed. It's been one of those mornings, folks. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our next hymn, 342. Please be seated.
Live there I would never.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon this morning is based upon Luke chapter 18, and the theme here is the Pharisee or the tax collector. And I would like to read just a couple of verses. Two men went into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other a publican. So far, please be seated. I believe that the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector or the publican is familiar to most of us. The Pharisee was regarded as a model citizen. He was a well-respected religious man. He had been educated in the theology of the Old Testament and was well acquainted with the traditions and the customs of the Jewish people. If anyone knew how to approach God, it was this Pharisee. How could God keep from accepting his prayers and his worship? Now, the publican, on the other hand, he was considered to be a traitor, a crook, an outcast. He worked for a foreign government. He took tax money from his very own people. And, of course, he was not very well liked. If God had to choose between the worship of the prayer and the prayers of the Pharisee and the tax collector, well, God would have no choice but to accept the prayers and the worship of the Pharisee. Or would he? Well, Jesus permits us to listen, if you will, to the inward thoughts of these two men in the temple. The Pharisee, well, he's quite pleased about himself. He cannot see any reason why God should not accept him just as he is. He expresses his thanks to God for making it possible for him to be so much better than other people. After all, he was not guilty of robbery or any kind of injustice. His life has been outwardly so much more respectable, so much more better than the life of that publican. The law required the Old Testament to fast once a year, but this Pharisee fasted twice a week. The tax collector, that's a different story. He appears to be very uncomfortable here in the temple. As a matter of fact, he doesn't even look up toward heaven. He strikes his chest and he utters a very short prayer, "God be merciful to me, the sinner." In the original Greek, it's not a sinner, it's the sinner. He acknowledges before God not only that he is a sinner, like everyone else, but he confesses before God that he is the sinner to whom God refers to in his word. Now, each of us, even though most of us have been members of the church for many, many years, we need to acknowledge before God that we are sinners. We are indeed sinners. And that God desires that we come to him into his presence and acknowledge our sinfulness in a very honest way. We are to confess our unworthiness to even come into his presence. Pray that God would lead us by his Holy Spirit to confess, "God, I am the sinner. I cannot speak for anyone else but myself. I am the one whom your law convicts, condemns. I deserve eternal death and damnation in hell." Well, in his holy word, God has unfolded his plan of salvation. God, in his mercy and love, sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior from sin and eternal damnation in hell. It was on the cross that Jesus Christ paid for our lack of love to God. He paid for our sins, and through word and deed, he died for us. He died for us. The four most important words in the Bible. He died for us. He came to show the Father. He came to show us the Father's love and mercy. And through the Holy Spirit, God leads us to confess our sins, but also enables us to throw ourselves on the forgiveness, the mercy, and the salvation of God. The Holy Spirit leads us to pray, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Forgive me for Jesus' sake. And we have the assurance from God's word that he will forgive, that he will pardon every sinner who comes penitently to him, imploring God's mercy through Jesus Christ. This is most certainly true. Those who try to impress Jesus with their own goodness, they will be sent away empty. But those who come, acknowledge and confess their own sins, their unworthiness before God, who throw themselves on God's mercy in Christ, they will be lifted up, they will be forgiven, and that's what we really need to know. As Christ was exalted in his resurrection and ascension, so the Christian will be raised from temporal death to share Christ's victory in heaven. That's our future as Christians. As Christians, we have been declared just and righteous in the sight of God. Only because God has been gracious, loving, and forgiving to us. We are justified before God only because we have been washed by the blood of Christ. Now, in this story of the Pharisee and the tax collector, Jesus has invited us to confess daily, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. He has enabled us to place our confidence for salvation and eternal life in the forgiveness of sins that he earned for us on that cross through his perfect life, suffering, death, and resurrection. May our Heavenly Father grant each of us an attitude of trust which enables us daily to acknowledge our sinfulness and to place our confidence in his forgiveness and to be concerned about others that are not in the faith in their relationship with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And one more time, this is most certainly true. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. From thy presence and take not thy We pray for our communicants, but I'm sure there are personal prayers that you'd like to present to the throne of God. I know I have a couple myself. So let's take a moment for those prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And let us now pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament or their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope, and in this life grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
And we continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, Lord, holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament, and my shed for you for the remission of your sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you. take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Shed for the forgiveness of all your sins.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given unto death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strength and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith for the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.